Welcome to another informative episode of Yashoda Health Podcast, your go-to source for essential health insights. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we have a crucial topic to discuss, that is quick response to cardiac emergencies, what you need to know. This episode could be a lifesaver, so stay with us. Joining us today is Dr. A. Guru Prakash, Consultant Interventional Cardiologist at Yashoda Hospital, Somajigada. Dr. Guru Prakash, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So before we get into the details, Dr. Guru Prakash, could you give our listeners a brief overview of what a cardiac emergency is and why it's essential to know how to respond effectively?
The number one killer in the entire world is coronary disease, cardiac emergencies. Out of 100 people who die, 65 people die of heart strokes, heart attacks, and heart-related problems. And everyone out there should know about heart problems and their how they present. Typically, the people with heart problems present with chest pain, sweating, breathlessness, giddiness. These are the common symptoms. And when these are there, chest pain associates breathlessness, sweating, it is a red sign. Immediately, you should seek the medical attention. If possible, if it is delayed, better please get at least BP recording, pulse rate recording. So you have, everyone has nowadays BP recording instrument, digital instruments at home. And then pulse oximeter, where it can record pulse and BP can record BP. So these things will know basically what's happening to your heart. Is it pulse rate is going up or is BP going down, BP going up? If you have this information, then you can go to a next level and nearby seek medical attention.
So in cardiac emergencies, time is of the essence. So what are some primary symptoms or signs people should be aware of that might indicate a cardiac issue, and when should they call for help?
So people with cardiac issues most of them will have typical chest pain, central chest pain associated with sweating and left arm variation. These are typical. It's found in nearly 80 to 90% of the people. If left arm irradiation is not there, they can have a irradiation to neck or right hand. But it is typically associated with the sweating, lightheadedness, breathlessness. These are red marks and you should always seek the medical attention.
In the critical moments before medical assistance arrives, what can individuals do to provide initial aid to someone experiencing a cardiac emergency, doctor?
So if usually you are certain of cardiac cause, whatever the chest pain is of surely of cardiac cause, not gastric thing many people think, you can take the tablet called sorbitrate. The sorbitrate is a coronary vasodilator. It is supposed to be helpful if the patient has a heart stroke, not of MI, if it is a unstable angina or NST elevation MI. This sorbitrate can relieve the symptoms temporarily, and you should be taking aspirin 325 mg, that's called Disprin it's called, where you make it into powder and take it in a glass of water. This too will help you. Basically, this Ecosprin will dissolve the clot, and the sorbitrate being a vasodilator will open up the vessel to certain extent. Basically, maybe a first aid what an individual can do at home. More than this, better attend, go to the nearby physician to evaluate further.
A key aspect of managing cardiac emergencies is performing cardiopulmonary resuscitation, that is CPR. Could you provide an overview of CPR, including its importance and the basic steps to follow?
See, CPR is a basic life support thing which every person in the world should know. Not only the medical personnel, not the doctor or the paramedical staff. So basically any bystander, see, when something like heart stroke happens, a patient collapses, you may not find a medical person nearby. The chances are less. So if it's happened in the public place like an airport or railway station, so the nearby persons should be able to do CPR. The CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, where the thumb, where you are supposed to keep your palm of hand or the lower part of the chest and give strokes. That means you should compress the chest 1 to 1.5 inch below, so that the heart gets reactivated. The heart, the blood flow from the heart goes up to the at least basic organs like brain, all this stuff, or coronary vessels, so that temporarily if it sustains major damage. And you should continuously do this mouth-to-mouth breathing. That's how it is like.
So preparation and knowledge are vital. Are there any tools or devices that can assist individuals in managing a cardiac emergency, doctor?
See, actually, cardiac emergency management is totally technically difficult, and trained people can only do. An individual, as at the maximum, can do a CPR, take an aspirin or a sorbitrate, not more than that. It's a very risky proposition to really treat a non-medical person, treat a cardiac emergency. Best is at the maximum, rather than delaying and experimenting with the person, let him take the person to a nearby hospital. That would be best.
So what message would you like to convey to our listeners regarding the importance of being prepared to act in the face of a cardiac emergency?
So cardiac emergencies being a very common thing, every person should have the knowledge whether it is really cardiac or not, basing on the symptoms, basing on the signs of the patient, how he presents. So ideally, one should always seek a medical emergency as early as possible rather than delaying.
So thank you, Dr. Guru Prakash, for sharing your valuable insights with our listeners about what to do in cardiac emergencies.
Thank you.
To our audience, we'd like to emphasize that knowledge and readiness can be the deciding factor in responding to a cardiac emergency. Stay tuned for more life-saving insights on the Yashoda Health Podcast. Your well-being is a priority. Thank you.